Joining us now, he is with the Western Golf Association, and we're going to talk caddies this morning. Tim Orban joins us. Tim, welcome into the golf shop.
Well, thanks for having me. Good morning, gentlemen.
Yeah, it seems like there is a movement around the country to get kids more involved, not just in golf from a golfing perspective, but from a caddy program perspective. How long you guys been working on this program?
Well, this Carry the Game initiative, it really goes back the last couple of years, about 2 or 3 years, working with the World Golf Foundation. But we at Western Golf have always been very passionate about youth caddying, and that dates back to really our Evan Scholars Foundation in 1930, where we sent 2 young men to college, and now we have 965 students at 19 universities. So this Carry the Game initiative is much more broad-based than what we've traditionally been doing at Western Golf. And we want to cater to, you know, young men and women, get them involved in caddying, not just Evan Scholar types, those with a lot of financial needs. Certainly we want to be mindful of them, but other young men and women who we think could just benefit greatly by getting involved in golf through caddying and then getting a club in their hand and then keeping it there and really creating some lifelong golfers. So that's really the genesis of it. And Steve Mona from the World Golf Foundation has been instrumental in bringing folks together. And we at Western Golf are really excited to take the lead and run with this, and we really want to help, you know, add and on-ramp young people to the game of golf through caddying. We know it works. We want to really ramp up our efforts on a national level, though.
Yeah, I mean, both Mark and I were caddies as kids and learned a lot about the game, obviously, and about ourselves and hard work and things like that, and all the lessons are really transcendent. I'm curious, though, on a more global perspective, we do have certain regions of this country that are more caddy-friendly. The caddies don't have a lobbying group, and they you know, we need to get out ahead of this. How do we get clubs, when they're getting ready to, I don't know, renew their leases on their carts, to consider maybe a smaller fleet and bringing in caddies? I mean, where does this have to start? If you have a private club or a public club or a resort club, and you really think, hey, I want to be part of this caddy movement, where does it start, and how do you get it done?
That's a great question. You know, as far as, you know, adjusting the size of cart fleets and things like that, we haven't really aggressively taken that on. Really, our approach has been more or less, you know, caddying and having caddies at your club. It may not be a great fit, at least at first, or they may not think there's an appetite from the membership. But typically the best steps are figure out the appetite for the membership. As you know, utilizing technology has been instrumental in onboarding caddies. You know, right there in Charlotte, Club Up has done a great job of, you know, utilizing the first tee, providing, you know, some caddies to clubs that may not already offer them. But really, we think caddies, and we know they can, coexist with carts too. If some of the more modern golf courses, the way they're built, they may not be as walker-friendly. Or some parts of the country, due to weather, you know, maybe extreme heat, not a lot of people are going to walk. Thus, the shortage of youth caddies or the lack of youth caddies or caddies in general. That being said, we think 4 caddies is a great option if it has to be, but I think just by exposing the golfers to quality young men and women, it can really start kind of turning the wheels in their head and say, hey, play golf however you want. If you want to walk, great, let's get a young person with a bag on their shoulder. If you want to, you know, ride in a cart, or you have to, or, you know, there's some medical reason or the golf course isn't walkable, no problem. Could we have a 4 caddy help you with pace of play, find balls? You know, we're still satisfied with that. So any way that we can really add to the number of youth caddies nationally, we're interested in doing. And I think down the road, you bring up a good point. You know, maybe we'd like to be a little more aggressive, but we do want to be mindful. And clubs have to be successful first, right, before you can add something like caddies. So we want to coexist.
Yeah, and Tim, talk a little bit about the actual training program that these kids would go through. I mean, not just learning the game of golf, but obviously, you know, life lessons as well.
Absolutely. So one thing we've done at the Western Golf Association is we offer a caddy training video it's available online for free. So young men and women or folks who are going to teach caddies or work with them are able to view it for free. It's about 23 minutes or so. That's a great entry point, you know, and kind of overall basics of caddying. We marry that up with a very extensive caddy manual that, again, is available via our website. And then there's also an exam. So a club or a caddy manager can really give that exam to the young person. Most people will use it as kind of a shell, and they might add, you know, some local flavor to it, some course-specific questions too. But either way, that's a great way for a young person to learn some of the basics. But as you guys all know, being loopers yourself, you got to spend some time out on the golf course. So we feel like that's a great kind of classroom approach. And then really from a training perspective, one of the things we're looking to offer is to do some basic kind of caddy certification. But at some point, typically the clubs have to get involved. So someone needs to show them the ropes. As you know, the caddy duties carry over from club to club, but getting to know the nuances of a golf course, there's no substitute for spending a little bit of time. So knowing the routing, knowing where the trouble spots are, maybe where there's a lot of lost balls or, you know, blind carries and stuff like that. So usually a couple hours of classroom work and then a handful of hours on the golf course. It's kind of young person specific, and off you go.
Yeah, and talk a little bit about the scholarship fund. And, you know, do you have any major companies that have kind of jumped on board with this as well?
Yeah, so from the scholarship aspect, so with Carry the Game, this new youth caddying initiative, again, we did kind of want to delineate from the Evans Scholarship. However, any young person that caddies anywhere in the country, if you caddy regularly and successfully, you're a good student, and you're demonstrating financial need, they're eligible to apply for our Chick Evans Scholarship for caddies. So that's a full tuition and housing scholarship to 19 different universities. With Carry the Game, what we've done as part of our caddy task force that is now evolving into Carry the Game, we have many different state, local, and regional golf associations or caddy scholarship funds that are part of our group that we're going to make sure local young people are aware of. So in addition to the Evans Scholarship, it may be the J. Wood Platt in Philadelphia or the Long Island Caddy Scholarship Fund or the Whitty Neal in Connecticut or the New Jersey, Francis We Met in Boston. So there's a lot of smaller ones, and then there's also club scholarships. So we want to highlight those and make sure that, you know, young men and women who are caddying know that, well, it can really be a great carrot on a stick to get them involved, but once they are involved caddying, hey, depending where you live or depending on your criteria, your situation, there's some great opportunities for you. So the Evans Scholarship is very competitive, obviously, being a full tuition and housing scholarship, but we've had a record number of applications the last 7 years. We've also had a record number of awards. So next fall, we're going to have about 1,000 Evans Scholars in school, and all their tuition bills are going to say zero. So it's really a life changer. It's what changed my life. I started caddying in Chicago at 13, received an Evans Scholarship. I was actually a PGA professional for 11 years, and then came back to work on staff with Western Golf and Evans Scholars. But so I'm fortunate enough where I know firsthand how caddying can change my life, and scholarship opportunities can change your life. So we're really excited, and we want to make sure that on a national level that all young men and women know about this wonderful opportunity, and we don't want to leave any caddies behind. That's the goal.
Yeah, I mean, I was actually a We Met scholar, and it wasn't about the money for me. It was more about the honor of, you know, knowing the fact that I grew up as a caddy, and then I turned around and taught caddies at my club as well, and you know, obviously it opens doors for you too. I mean, I was able to play in their scholarship golf tournament later on a couple times before I moved away. But you know, there's a lot that goes into not just the money in terms of being selected to one of these scholarship programs.
You're right, and it's really being part of something special. I think you hit the nail on the head. And you know, one thing, especially with the Evans Scholarship, we have scholarship houses that we maintain. So you're truly part of a family. So your first day on college campus, you're living with someone in a scholarship home. Other young men and women, they range in sizes of 40 to about 120, and they help you navigate campus. They have similar majors. They help you get set on your classes. They maintain and operate the homes in terms of cleaning and all that fun stuff. So you're right. It's an honor, and you know, I know firsthand, and you know firsthand, and we're excited to bring that to more and more young people every day.
All right, so when you're training these caddies, I'm going to give you a scenario. All right, so you're a caddy and you're out there and you look over on the first tee and you've been assigned a group to four caddy four.
Judge Schmales.
And in that group is a sort of large, somewhat intimidating bald guy, looks like Italian Shrek. And he calls you over and says, hey, nothing's out of bounds today. How do you train these guys to not kick the ball up into the fairway on behalf of their players?
That's a great question.
I mean, what's the right answer?
Yeah. So I had some personal experience with this when I was a young man. And I will say this. I think golf is a game of integrity. And we would throw caddy into the same realm. So we would like to make sure our caddies know that, hey, you know, this is the way you do things. If you want to get creative or if there's some additional compensation waiting for you, by all means, but do it at your own risk and tread carefully. So definitely some good life lessons to be learned on the golf course. And I'm sure Judge Smales and his Scotch game, he might encourage him to maybe get a little creative out there.
Oh, I would want to score like Kim Jong-un. I mean, I you know, after 18 holes, I want to be 72 under par.
I used to there was a particular person I caddied for as a young man, and he would always give me a sleeve of balls and make sure that I always put it in my pocket. So whenever I tried to put it in the bag, he would remind me, no, those need to stay in your pocket. And it was always funny. It took me about a round or two to realize what I was being encouraged to do.
Well,
because it's a big difference between shooting 115 or 120. You know, that
kind of yeah, you're going to bring that handicap down. I caddy.
It's created certainly some fun memories. And I mean, I think about my own life, and I'm sure you guys know caddying as a young person. Some of your best friends and some of the relationships you form in the caddy yard. It's a great way to get to know people that you wouldn't, you know, they don't go to your high school. They go to a different one, you know, and you get to meet all sorts of great people. And golf is such a big, wide network, but a small world as well. And it leads to just great internships and job opportunities. And that's something that we really want to just make sure, you know, we want to shine a light on that. And we want to enhance those opportunities for young people. And golfers are philanthropic by and large, and they want to do it. And we love this game. You know, that's what we're into. That's why we're doing this. And we want to really set it up for the next generation. So we want thousands and thousands of young men and women to have the same great stories and experiences that we all had.
Yeah,
it's a great way to learn the game.
Here's your training anecdote for the day. I caddied for a priest. And it put, as a Catholic kid, put me in a real, because he cheated. And it put me in a tough spot. The priest would cheat on the golf course. And what he did was he would go through lifesavers, like two or three sleeves in a round. And everybody thought maybe he was trying to quit smoking or something. No.
Sure.
All right. So here's what he would do. He would get to his ball in the fairway. And he'd hit his ball and he'd pop a lifesaver in his mouth. And then he'd get to this ball. And as he leaned over to sort of adjust the ball, he'd spit the lifesaver onto the ground and tee the ball up on the lifesaver and then obliterate the evidence with every shot.
That's awesome.
Everybody thought he was trying to quit smoking. Oh, he's cheating at golf. But I couldn't call him on. He's a priest.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, maybe he had a dispensation that round.
Absolutely. You just have to get it at the end.
Oh, that's awesome. I've never seen that. That's a good one.
That is a good one. Well, Tim, man, we appreciate you coming on with us, and we look forward to you know, more caddy programs popping up and around and everybody getting on board with this.
Yeah, and I appreciate it, and thanks for your support. And either way, we're just really excited, and, you know, for the greater Charlotte area and all over the country, we just want to make sure we connect kids to caddying. So there's lots of great opportunities, and folks can find out more information at our website, which is carrythegame.org. Right now we're using the infrastructure of our existing Western Golf website, which is wgaesf.org, and as we build out the new one and really make sure that young people know where they can go, how do I do it, how do I learn, you know, and really just kind of bridge those gaps. So couldn't be more thrilled, and thanks for spending some time together, guys, and, you know, enjoy the rest of your morning.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tim.
Okay. Take care.